time to get into everyone's favorite sport, which is CTE ball. I mean, NFL, my fault, football, which the name they stole from soccer. But, you know, that's besides the point. So, ultimately, getting into Madden NFL 26. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here once again because I do remember talking about the official gameplay deep dive June 19th of this particular year as far as when they first revealed the gameplay for Madden 26. But now we're here. It officially released August 14th, and ultimately, 24 hours after its launch, it approximately sold 1.4 million units on console. And those analytics, of course, was from Video Game Insights by Sensor Tower. So when it comes to that, ultimately, what I wanted to follow up on is how NFL as a franchise, well, Madden as a franchise, having the license of NFL has contributed to EA to a point where it has sold over 130 million copies historically. So ultimately, when we're talking about Madden, we're going to get into a lot of different ultimate modes in itself. But what the first thing you need to know is when I was looking at the charts, it was interestingly enough, not on Game Pass. It wasn't on the top 10 as far as Xbox. It wasn't on the top 15 as far as Steam. I believe it's on Steam. Yeah, it's on Steam. I never know how games that are sporting games perform on PC because there's so many people trying to break the game and add all type of cheats and bugs into it. Same with Call of Duty, right? So I never know the enjoyment aspect out of, you know, playing a sports game on PC, except I did want to play 2K on Steam because it's a very unpopular opinion. But my favorite game mode is my GM. It's not my player. Like currently in my day and age, well, I'm talking like I'm 80. I enjoy playing my GM for the, because, you know, I'm a Hall of Fame pocket watcher. I think it's because I do this, right? So I love looking at people's contracts, trying to figure out how to, you know, adjust the salary cap so I can get my boy Andrew on the team. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my favorite player is Kyrie. But like, my fault. Side tangent. Back to football. So I think PC is probably best for that because they can add a lot of different mods to give you more realism. But as far as the main gameplay loop in the multiplayer fashion, which a lot of people play these sports games for, I think the PC is the worst version because there's so many cheats going on and it's hard to optimize the game for those cheats to counteract them. So anyways, reason why I say this is because we're about to dive into Madden, but ultimately the reason why I bring up the different platforms is because Madden 26 is the second most played game on the PlayStation platform. I think I already said it wasn't on top 10 as far as Xbox, wasn't on Steam Pass, and it's not in the top 15 on Steam. But the most popular platform, as I can see right now, as far as reports, is PlayStation. It's the second most popular game on PlayStation, falling behind only to NBA 2K26, which we will get into in a second. But obviously, the game's not out. The game released September 5th, 2025. So for now, let's focus on Madden 26. So anyways, y'all know that this is the game that EA licensed as far as, you know, being able to use the rights of the NFL, and they've had it for quite some time. As far as the Nintendo Switch 2, that's another platform I wanted to talk about. So apparently, Madden will be on the Nintendo Switch 2 for the first time since Madden NFL 13 that was on the 2012 Wii U. Now, I would look up the Wii version of the specific game, but I just know it's gonna let y'all down. So I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm not having any type of hope for the Nintendo Switch 2 version of this game. Because if you don't know, if you ever played Madden 13 on the Wii U, just know it's one of the worst things ever created in life. So as far as support, the lack of support for Xbox One and PS4 needs to be applauded because guess what? PS4 release date, because I don't think people understand how long the PS4, there's a reason why PlayStation, as soon as the player base, as far as the 50-50 percentage of people being on PS4 and PS5, as soon as the percentage tipped in PS5 favor, is a reason why the prices was raised by $50, because guess what, they're tired of y'all hanging on to the last gen consoles. And obviously you probably say that's counterintuitive, but now because they now objectively speaking have more people on PS5 than PS4, they gotta punish the people who haven't transition to the newer technology, because like I keep saying, this is just holding gaming back. I know some people can't afford it, but it's just what it is. So with that being said, there was something I was looking up. What was I looking up? Oh yeah, the PS4 release date. So it came out 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2025. Safe to say, you know, if you're working with a 12-year-old, right, and ultimately you start to get to the point where some of these things are just not acceptable anymore, right? And that's the same thing in the same way I feel about these PS4 players. Like, at some point, y'all just got to transition to the PS5. Now, if you don't have it, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to fault you. Like, honestly, you know, when it comes to the 13-year gap, that's probably just, you know, it probably just wasn't enough time to save up $400 to $500, right? So, with that being said, that's how I feel about the PS4 and Xbox One players. I'm glad that there's not any more support for them, because ultimately they should have been in transition. Now, anyways, the future plans, there's no confirmed new platforms as far as EA exploring cloud gaming, but let's get more into Madden 26 as, of course, the classic game modes are back, such as Franchise, Superstar, Ultimate Team, and online slash offline play. As when it comes to the Ultimate Team, I believe that's the most that's the most predatory mode as far as your pockets, you know, not in the Roblox sense that we just covered, you know, shameless plug to my Roblox lawsuit coverage, which if it's not out by now, it will be coming out soon. It's part of my episode 152. But as far as Madden and the Ultimate Team, the reason why I say it's the most predatory, because that's the main mode where it basically tries to get an arm and a leg for regular players that you could play in quick play, that you could play in online mode. But in Ultimate Team, it's like Pokemon. You're trying to pull the best players as far as the card. And usually that comes with some purchases as far as microtransactions being included. Now, that out the way, some of the key systems in Madden 26 is the QB DNA as far as 500 plus new QB animations. You have 50 plus traits, field vision based on height slash line of sight. You have explosive locomotive. Locomotion. Isn't that like an arcade? That's how you know I'm old. Hold up. I know that's arcade. Locomotion. Yeah, it is. It's just spelled with a K. Huh, I'm tripping. So anyways, I don't even know why I brought that up. That probably made me feel, that probably definitely dated me, because who in the world goes to Locomotion anymore? It's definitely all about Dave and Buster's and what's the other arcade? I don't know. Y'all get the point. So Locomotion has, it differentiates speed, such as Tyreek Hill versus agility, as far as Jamer Gibbs. I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. I don't watch CTE ball. I mean, NFL. And as far as Tyreek Hill, I do know about his, like, situation. But, you know, it's messy territory. I just know it against my will. You know what I mean? The people I was watching cover music, they covered that case in its entirety. And let's just say Tyreek is coming out of some bucks. Let's just say that. Wear and tear the tracks, fatigue and injury risk by snap count slash practice intensity, defensive tools such as dynamic substitutions, customizable zone stunts, twists, block steering, passing such as back shoulder throws, pylon fades, and QB playmaker controls. Whatever that means. And then we have the unique features such as the coach DNA, which is using for the first time AI. So the archetype-based coaches unlock plays replicating NFL tendencies. That's pretty solid. And then dynamic weather impacting visibility, stamina, and ball handling. So some of the things you come to be familiar with, especially if you've played the previous Madden. So none of these should, like, surprise you. So they did revamp the skills trainer. So as far as the tutorials for mechanics like kicking and ratings, I guess they revamped the skills trainer. Multiplayer up to 32 player online franchise, crossplay on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, but not the Switch 2. But, you know, ultimately, we already know why games are not coming out on the Switch 2. But technically, it is coming out on the Switch 2, but not the multiplayer.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So sometimes I look at what's going on, and then I come to realize, when it comes to multiplayer, I just realized that I forgot that Rematch, one of my main critiques about Rematch is that it's a sports game that doesn't have crossplay. So I would give kudos to Madden for having crossplay, but that's just a no-brainer. At this point, if you're a sports game and you don't have crossplay, you might as well just delay it, because there's no reason to put out a sports game and everybody has to be on the same platform to play it. Crossplay is a necessity, not a want at this point, as far as a sports game. That being said, the main thing I wanted to get into, I already talked about the sales and everything, talked about, oh, the review roundup. So there are certain reviews from IGN. IGN gave Madden, it doesn't have the scores. Let me see. So, as far as a review, IGN said that this is the best Madden in years, praised franchise and presentation, flag, shallow, superstar, and AI purchase. Metacritic is sitting at a whopping 72 out of 100, but technically is the best rating since Madden NFL 20. So, it seems like people are enjoying it. GamesRadar Plus gave this the best entry in a decade. Wow. A lot of people out here giving praise for this current Madden. Praise the franchise slash QB traits, criticize menus and fatigue system. GameSpot said, quote, sports RPG, depth in franchise, immersive weather, goofy AI coach logic. Oh, okay, so it seems that the first implementation of AI is not going over well in Madden 26. Insider Gaming says, smoothest gameplay since 360 slash PS3. Bugs and MUT monetization issues. Already covered that. As far as the monetization issues, that's always going to be present in those type of game modes. As far as yeah, and that's it for the reviews. As far as from the more prominent gaming conglomerates, completion time. Is there a main story? Oh, Superstar. Okay, my fault. So Superstar, I guess, is the main story for this. Like I said, I haven't watched CTE Ball, nor have I played the game in quite some time. So NFL, as far as the Superstar mode, is an avatar career mode starting from the combine, and the completion time is 10 to 15 hours for the main story. Oh, they had side quests. Hold up now.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Let me figure out Madden trying to be the next Elden Ring. Anyways, 20 to 30 hours with side activities, but 100 plus hours with the deep franchise. So that's pretty solid. You know, once you know do the main story, you basically is just left to your own tools and imagination as far as what you want to do with your player. That's probably my favorite. In all of these sports games, my favorite thing is taking the world into my own hands. I'm trying to create my own roster, or if I'm playing with my player, I'm trying to create the greatest legacy ever. I'm trying to end with at least 50 trillion rings. I don't even know if that's possible. Obviously not, but you know, I'm just trying to pull a Tom Brady 20 times over. So that being said, when it comes to the launch performance, we already talked about that. The Switch 2, let's get to that. The Switch 2 port of Madden 26 is capped at 40 FPS, and they do say it's long loading times, and ultimately they say it's smooth on the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. And as far as PC, they don't even talk about PC, so that's very interesting. So yeah, as far as Madden 26, as far as the huge gaming conglomerates, they've came out and said this is one of the best Madden in years. So I wonder what how different you can make sports games year after year when it looks the same. You know what I mean? Like, as far as an outsider looking at the game, I'm like, yep, looks like Madden to me. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what the details what they've been changing, but ultimately, hopefully, this breakdown as far as the sales and review roundup helped you out as far as if you're interested in the deep dive of sports games. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think of Madden 26? And ultimately, do you think this is one of the best Madden games in years?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.